Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Welcome. You are listening to the Watchman Alert Radio Network, broadcasting as a voice in the wilderness. This is Warn Radio, and I'm the Watchman, Dana Smith. Welcome to today's show. And we are living by faith in the whirlwind of the last days. Now stay tuned for a great show and line up today from Warn Radio. Welcome.
Greetings and welcome to Remnant Battle Lines Prophecy News Hour with the Watchman and Tower. Tonight on the show, end of day signs, Europe drought, EU troubles, India floods, Pakistani persecution, Sudanese churches, Christian persecution, Turkey's fight with truth. All this on Prophecy News World Events. Stay tuned for more on this later. It is Wednesday, the 12th day of September, 2018, and we are glad you joined us. I am Tower, and we are covering the end of days as they happen. This is Warn Radio. The readings in the Word this week are found in Deuteronomy 31, verses 1 through 30. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 6 through chapter 56 verse 8. And the New Testament portion is John chapter 18 verses 1 through chapter 19 verse 42. Go to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, GetHealthyYoungLiving.com to read the latest articles by The Watchman and also listen to the shows. This week, the featured posts are Hate is at the Wheel, an American Destiny Before Us. Make no mistake, here in America, hate is at the wheel. The nation and its American destiny lay before us. We are careening towards an inescapable truth. For many, it is damn the freedom, full speed ahead. Also, the judgment of America and the nations. Puna, the power of God who moves. What occurs when the nation of men rejects God? So you can go to warn-usa.com, gethealthyyoungliving.com, and danaglennsmith.com to listen to the latest shows and read the featured posts by The Watchman. You can follow us on Twitter at hashtag WatchmanIS216, hashtag Warn Radio, or hashtag WGS_Watchman. And now I welcome in the Watchman for our Prophecy News Hour, latest news, articles, and information concerning the days in which we live. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, and I'm glad to be here. I've missed it. We've been gone 2 weeks. 1 week was unavoidable.
Well, you know,
now we're back.
Up front, I want to talk about Trump. And you and I have been witnessing, as well as everybody else, the absolute disgusting manner in which Democrats and liberals and Hollywood, many others, are dissing the Trump administration and the supporters. The Democrats are beside themselves with giddiness at the thought of taking over both the House and the Senate. And they're beside themselves and giddiness with the thought of impeaching Trump. A major voice came out this week. I forgot exactly what the voice was, who the guy was, but he was a lawyer who said that Trump will absolutely be impeached.
How would he know?
Well, you know, this is what they all think. Well, see, the problem you have here is that when you talk about Trump, and I'll tell you, there is a lot of people that absolutely hate this guy, but there's a lot of people that love him.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the top things that happened this week that I wasn't even aware of till I seen it was the Supreme Court sided with Trump.
Really?
Yeah. I was on the behalf of Betsy DeVos, who's the head of the Department of Education.
Right.
She decided to, they got their lawyers together, and something went before the Supreme Court in a 5-3 decision. The High Court ruled that public schools in this country will not teach the tenets of Islam or Sharia law. Now, see, all this was done back under the Obama administration because he put a regulation that forced children to learn about the peaceful religion of Islam,
so
they'd be more tolerant of terrorists. And the Supreme Court absolutely ruled in favor of the Trump administration and Betsy DeVos and the Department of Education that they will not do that. Students can learn about Islam and history just like they do in Christianity and other religions, period. So that's a win-win right there.
Yeah, that's great.
And also, another thing that everybody probably knows, that the evangelicals had met with the Trump White House. And it was after that particular, during that time in there, that Trump met with the evangelicals. There was no news organization supposedly in there, but there was a skunk in there from a certain news organization that released it, but Trump had warned them, saying that if they impeach him, they're going to come after the Christians. Well, see, the thing of it is, a lot of people don't understand that right now, there's a lot of things that are going on. Matter of fact, if you talk about it, and CBN is the one that keeps a close hit on this, so if you're a Christian, you need to get CBN News app on your phone and stuff like that. But Rick Perry was on the CBN News talking about the fact that the cabinet Bible study is going on, and it all begins with President Trump's leadership. It starts at the top. Now, I know that they were doing this in the beginning because when I was covering this, I know very well that there was Christians, including Pence, and they had testified that Trump had indeed accepted the Lord. And, of course, when you're in a pagan society like America is, you don't want any Christians at the top of any government.
That's right.
And this is part of the reason that all hell is breaking loose around the country. And many of these protesters, and we've covered them, and you've probably seen the stories, but matter of fact, it was not too long ago. I'm trying to think of his name. He was a major evangelist that during this speech that Trump did, you know, on the 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the building, you know, somewhere around where they were doing that. He was holding a prayer meeting, and some of his people had said that they had been out on the street, and there was a guy with a bag of money giving cash to people to protest Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And there's been some others, and there was riots on the street. Breitbart covered a big news story about all the incidents, over 200, I think it was, that Breitbart recorded. I think that's the number. It was quite a bit. Of liberals and protests against Trump supporters and against Trump. Including that major, she's on Broadway, Broadway actress.
I can't remember her name, yeah.
Who came out and said, where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, referring to actually assassinating the president. Well, she's not going to be so happy because the FBI is investigating her now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear they're finally doing something.
But the thing that's interesting in all this coverage is that CBN also ran an article that they are taking over how Satanists are working to stop Trump and his evangelical supporters. Now, see, we hear nothing but trash from the liberals, Hollywood, and everything else.
That's right.
They are at odds, and they hate Trump. They think he's the worst president ever. But you think about it. Up there in that, there's a lot of lying going on in America today.
Yeah.
There's a lot of lying being done by the Hollywood elites that are doing this. I seen a headline the other day, I mean today, matter of fact, and it listed the 20 Hollywood types that you would know that support Donald Trump.
Really?
One of them was Lindsay Lohan.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So, you know, when we talk about this and we say, well, you know, everything is really coming apart. It is coming apart because that's what the devil's doing. Mm-hmm. And you have people that are being paid off to go out there. Soros, who is a pagan, matter of fact, he rules with his money. He may be a Jew, but he's a secular, paganized Jew that... He doesn't believe in God, and on top of that, well, of course, as a kid, he went through Hitler's nightmare, so that's probably why he don't believe in God. But him and a number of other big billionaires are pouring money into this election cycle to get the streets disturbed, to get people to riot, to make it look like Trump absolutely doesn't have a shot. Because they want to convince the people before they go into the booths to vote that Trump is a lost cause, that you have to vote Democrat. This is their plan. And as the Democrats are pushing this, they come out with virulent hatred. Now, see, on the other hand, you have Christians that are praying in the White House. Now, you didn't see that during Barack Obama.
Oh, no.
And so we have got a major difference here. We've got Satanists, and we've got people that, and it's not just Satanists. There's a lot of them. They're not all Satanists. But you even have Christians that oppose Trump, believe it or not. And, you know, I know one up to the north up here that doesn't like Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you're going to find that. But the bottom line of it is that Trump has been able to do some stuff of which we wanted done. And all of this stuff that we see that's going on is the result of this coordinated effort to create chaos. And chaos always comes as the result of the devil. He does not bring anything but chaos. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. Excuse me.
I don't believe that the Democrats are going to get a victory. I think they're going to be come up short, and I just believe that because they're so full of pride. I believe God's going to shut them down. I'm hoping anyway.
And, you know, when we talk about respect, something that even Maxine Waters doesn't show this president, something that Broadway actress didn't show, something that many of the Hollywood elites that are billionaires didn't show, but, you know, and that is Tiger Woods. And Tiger Woods is on the record saying that I've known Donald for a number of years. And we've played golf together. We've had dinner together. I've known him pre-presidency and obviously during his presidency. And they ask him about Trump's policy decisions. And this is what Woods said. He said, well, he's the president of the United States. You have to respect the office. No matter who is in the office, you may like, dislike personally, dislike the personality or the politics, but we must all respect the office.
That's right.
And that is one of the best answers. Kudos to Tiger Woods for saying that.
That's right.
And that is exactly what Waters doesn't show. She shows that she is ignorant, she's wicked, she's vicious, she's proudful, and her fall is going to be great. And you also see a lot of the others. Now, this nation could very well, absolutely overnight, turn into one of the biggest muck races you've ever seen. It's already in a muck race, but I mean permanently. But see, you have Christians now, and this is another thing that CBN was reporting, that there are Christian leaders gathering to put together a policy and a number of things that they can do to help ensure the presidency and America for the Lord. And that's exactly what they're doing. And they are also having to fight this satanic stuff that's going on from all the witches. Now, we know very well what these witches have done. We've heard of them how many times in the past number of years?
Oh, I know.
And so witches are out there. Well, bully for them. But we're here too, and our God is greater than their
Amen.
Devil.
Amen.
So if you're a Christian tonight, you need to find out where you're going to stand, period. And the bottom line of it is I don't care if you're against Trump or for Trump, but you need to respect him for the office. And if you're a Christian and if you're doing like Maxine Waters on you is, you need to repent of your viciousness.
Yeah, shame
and
on
that
you.
Includes the pastors and some of these others that may be against him. And one major one up north of us, Chuck Baldwin. Whom I used to support a long time ago, but since then he must have allowed the fresh Montana air to corrupt his thinking process and prayer life or something, because he definitely is screwed up on this one. So that black preacher from Chicago
so
popular, he's conservative, yeah, and he, matter of fact, he's not an Obama lover, folks. There's a lot of dot video, and they don't give me any money for this. I'm doing this to tell you, because you need to stop. You need to get off YouTube. You need to think about getting off Facebook. And if you're a techie somewhere, we need to have a Christian Facebook. There was a guy supposed to be putting it together. Now, if they don't want Christians, if they don't want the other viewpoints, now see, Real Dot Video is not a Christian website. They just allow everybody, as long, and they've got some rules, stand-up rules, but, they allow everybody on there, and they're not going to censor you. So you need to check these things out. You need to understand, and don't be just dumb as a fence post and go out there and think everybody's good. Everybody is not good. There are people that are plotting to take your rights away from you, and you need to wake up.
That's right.
So now we're going to get into the other thing, because we don't do a lot of, mainly we want to discuss the missionary thing, and right now, are you ready to do the next one?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for you.
Okay, go ahead and take it away, Tower.
Okay, this next article comes to us from Christian Aid Mission. It's how to go where no missionary is gone. More than two centuries of foreign missionary efforts in Liberia did not reach tribes in the thick jungle of the interior, with its predators and disease, and it wasn't easy for a native ministry either. But 27 native missionaries in the northwestern part of the West African country recently got into a large canoe at 10 p.m. to paddle around Gargantuan Lake Paiso, arriving nearly 3 hours later at thick foliage that hid a village where the gospel had never been proclaimed. By going under cover of darkness, they avoided the watchful eye of most hostile tribes. We were on the lake for almost 3 hours, and none of the team members could swim, including myself, the ministry director said. But the Lord told me to go and win the lost souls. We arrived in the village at 1 a.m. by the grace of God. On an earlier trip, the director and another worker, whose tribal customs were similar to that of the unreached people, had won permission from the village chief, who is a Muslim, to talk about Jesus and the supreme God of the universe. Most of the villagers were animists who practiced witchcraft and hoped to keep away harm from spirits and gods by offering food. Even the Muslims among the animists treasured their snake bones, bird parts, and potions, which they used to cast spells. The people worshipped plenty of rocks, trees, and rivers, and the village chief thought the visitor's message might show how the one creator God was superior to them. He had nowhere to put so many visitors. However, for a week they slept under a tree. And the villagers were happy and took great care of us, though they did not have any good sleeping places to lodge us, the director said. However, we accepted where they placed us for the week. Each evening, the native missionaries gathered villagers to proclaim the death and resurrection of the Christ, who is one with the supreme God who sent him. The power of God moved mightily in their lives, says the director. Souls were healed, and even spirits were cast out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Some witchcraft followers confessed and gave their lives to the Lord, and we baptized over 35 persons who totally surrendered their lives to the Lord. And among those who put their faith in Christ was the Muslim sister of the wife of the village chief, as well as 10 other Muslims. And she was so happy, she did not know what to do, the director said. We had a meeting with them to discuss building a church, and they were working very hard to see that the church is being built in that part of the hinterland. Isn't that exciting? How they go back there?
And, yes, it is.
And she was so happy. You can just see her dancing around and just beside herself with joy and freedom in the Lord.
Well, you know, I love these stories.
Me too.
And, you know, there's so many stories coming out. And I seen another one here that came in. We're getting this stuff from every direction. And it talked about, just like in the book of Acts, is what is going on. And, you know, we have reported this time and time again. Now, I think that one from that, I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's a major ministry organization that works overseas, and they're working in an area that's really tough. And it was just like in the book of Acts. And we're talking miracles and signs and wonders and the whole thing going on.
That's amazing. That would be great to see that kind of stuff.
The Mideast Bible, that's the other one, huh?
That, you know.
And it's just amazing. Now, Mideast Bible had a report, and I'm trying to think exactly if I've got it here. Yeah, I think that's the one right there. And this is the Mideast Bible. Now, think of this. Now, this just came in. The 3 weeks of fasting and prayer for Bibles from the Mideast. Now, they send these things out and let you know. Under the umbrella of the ALG has wrapped up with huge success. More than 2,000 new believers were baptized through the 21 days.
That's just amazing. Praise the Lord.
You know, it is. And, you know, it just... There's just so many things that you look at, you know, and we have this little thing here where we look at America and we think just because this is happening in America, it's going to happen everywhere else. But that's not true. And what we find, you know, is although, you know, we do have evangelists and other things here in America that say, well, yeah, we have plenty of miracles. Well, I beg to differ.
Yeah.
We don't have plenty of miracles, and we don't have plenty of people standing up for God in this country.
That's right.
We have a lot of churches, but they stay in there and don't say anything. And I'll tell you, if all the churches in America would get off their lazy religious butts and get out the door and into the street and protest and say, we support this administration, we support Trump from all over and turn this state upside down, then it would be a different story.
Yeah, amen, it would.
But there's more than just Christians that support him. Because I followed him through all of his... stuff that he was doing, and before he got the nomination, and you found every, you know, gays, lesbians, the whole nine yards, blacks, Mexicans, Christians, and non-believers, I mean, everybody, Muslims, they were all supporting him, see? And while we have, you know, a Christian that prays in the White House, we're not trying to make this a theocracy in America. We don't want a theocracy. We just want our Constitution to be honored.
That's
and,
right.
And see, this is where we run into trouble right now in this whole thing. But, you know, I mean, we look at this and we see a lot of things going on, a lot of stuff happening. And of course, we do have a note here about the India floods, and they've been devastating.
Oh, that's horrible. And, I feel for them. Then we got those hurricanes coming here.
Yeah, now America has hurricanes coming here, and they're so bad, they said, don't try to ride it out. Get out of there. And one of the reasons is there's so much rain with this, and this isn't going to curve. It's going to go straight in. So what that means is it's going to stay full of power, and when it goes over an area, it'll stay there instead of curving off an area. So you'll get tons of water. You'll have, and as a matter of fact, I was listening to the head weatherman. I forgot his name, but he's been doing it for years for the Weather Channel and stuff.
Tesh or something like that?
No.
Anyway.
No, but at any rate, he was saying that all the rivers that, you know, in that whole place where it's going up, they will all be at the highest flood stages they've ever seen. So, I mean, what does that tell you? Well, yeah, if you live near a river, you don't want to be near that river. You want to get out because it's going to rain and a ton of water is going to fall. There's a lot of water, a lot of high winds.
And then there's nuclear reactors in the path as well.
Yeah. So, you know, you could really say, you know, if you look at America, you look at what happened in the floods, you look at the way the gospel's going out in some of these areas in spite of opposition. You look at America, how full of chaos it is. We are definitely living in the last days.
We are.
And God is turning the volume up. And, you know, he's shaking all things that's going to be shaken. And that's what he's doing in America. He is shaking America to get the comfortable Americans and the churches and even those that are over in Hollywood with all their money that don't give one rat's patootie for the Lord. They could care less, you know. He's going to shake everybody's bucket. And that's what God is doing.
Yep.
And so, you know, the other thing that, you know, I do want to touch on this because, you know, I bring up Asa Bibi quite often in prayer to the Lord.
I feel for her. Every day.
Yeah, that woman has been, you know, just railroaded by other women, Muslim women who didn't like her. They got her for blasphemy, which a lot of Christians get accused of. And she didn't have a word to say. She couldn't say anything because they're automatically condemned. There's no defense.
Yeah, and they're trying to change. Well, they've tried to change the laws, and they're met with opposition and street protests and everything else about trying to change the blasphemy laws.
So Pakistan's really tough. And, you know, we want the Lord to release Asa back to her husband and her children and let them live in peace somewhere else.
Yeah,
and they
need
to be moved.
She's in solitary confinement for her safety.
Yeah, but she's...
That's ridiculous.
She's
let her out.
In death row is where she's at. So we would like to see all of that just done away with.
Yes.
It's just absolutely sickening what is allowed. But again, we can find this in Revelation, the faith and patience of the saints. You'll find that kind of suffering for the believers in Revelation during the end time. It's there. It's not pretty. And it's just...
Not fun?
No, it's terrible. But, you know, this is the way it is. You know, I mean, it's a good thing I'm not God because I would have smashed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I mean to tell you. I would. The first thing I would have done, you know, I would have intervened and I would say, you're not going to kill my servant, you know. But, you know, the thing of it is the Father stood by while the Son was persecuted. And while he was beaten, and while he went to the cross, and they spat upon him and mocked him. And he is our example, the suffering servant. And so it's this is not fun when you talk about it. When you talk about the real essence of discipleship. The real essence of discipleship isn't just going to your church on whichever days your church has it. And it's not just being a comfortable, whoopee Christian with a nice job and a nice house and a nice car and everything's pretty wonderful. And if you get sick, you go to a doctor. And yeah, that's Christianity in America, folks. That's the stuff all of us were raised to. And thank God we had that. But I got news for you. That is not the essence of discipleship. Discipleship is being a Christian even when all hell's breaking loose around you and you are being so beaten and cast down, you don't know if you can take another step, but you do it anyway by the grace of God.
Yep.
And many die for the faith. And many are in prison like Asa Bibi. And she didn't do nothing except have a drink of water out of this, the only fountain there was. And the women got mad at her because she was a Christian.
Yeah, they didn't want to drink after.
Yeah, and so, according to a senior Pakistani church leader, and he told this to Barnabas Fund, and that's another one that does a lot of good. Pakistan is the second most dangerous country in the world to be a Christian. Now, many equate North Korea as being number one, but hopefully, we can reach out and have that country change. Because Trump's been able to make some headway. But see, all the other, professional nincompoops that don't like him, they just come up with nothing but trouble. And
it's shocking to me that they can't see the good he's done.
Well, they don't want to because they hate him. Period. And so...
it's too bad.
Now, Christian Solidarity Worldwide did have a good bit of news. They said the Sudanese court dismisses case against the church.
That's good.
The criminal case was against the Church of Christ there. And it was against the elected president and senior leaders of the Church of Christ. They were arrested in August and charged with trespassing on church headquarters.
Wow.
They were charged with trespassing in their own churches.
That is ridiculous.
They were also accused of refusing to hand over administrative control to an unelected church committee. Now, see, that's really, this is where a lot of these countries are going. They take the church out of the hands of the church. They allow you to go there as long as you put the country first. This is exactly what China's now doing. The leader in China, I forgot his name now, he's trying to bring it back to the days of Mao and very strict control.
Oh, terrific.
Matter of fact, there was a big article about it. There's been a number of people covering this this particular thing in China. This is what the church has been facing over in China. They've come up with a new system to rate everybody socially. So everything that you're doing every day in China gets rated, and you get points. And if you don't get the right points, you wind up in jail or even dead. They control every step of your life.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Well, that's just like the mark of the beast. When we talk about the mark of the beast, you're not going to be able to buy or sell unless you have the mark. And China is right in there right now doing that. This over here in the Sudan, they've always been tough on the churches.
Yeah, yep, they have.
And the dismissal of the charges, there in Sudan, it was welcomed.
That's a major victory.
Yeah. And, the thing of it is, they did have to spend some time in jail until it was worked out. But, You know, it's just a mess when you get in some of these countries like Pakistan, Sudan, and China, and many others. Even over in India, which is Hindu, they have the same thing. Once you get in the system, you're screwed. If they find something, very, very rarely do you get out of it.
Yeah.
And this is really what it is. And here's another one out of Pakistan. A 35-year-old Christian in Pakistan was killed by Muslim acquaintances after quarreling over an outstanding debt.
That is tragic.
A Muslim acquaintance shot him in the stomach after being asked to pay back a debt owed to the Christian. So the Muslim owed this Christian money, and the Christian asked him to pay it back, and he was shot. And, you know.
That's tragic. That's sad. Now he's got, I think, 3 little children.
He does.
The oldest is 6. And his brother says his future was of the children is lost now.
Well, you know, and this again is in Pakistan.
Yeah.
And you see, the thing of it is, we've reported this and seen this time and time and time again. When the police come, They almost never side with the Christians. Almost always side with the Muslims.
Right.
9 times out of 10. I mean, I maybe even 10 out of 10. I have very rarely seen it where the Christians come out.
And they're usually complicit with them, with the bad people, with the Muslims. The cops are, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing of it is, another thing that made the news was Turkey. And, of course, not just because of Pastor Brunson that's being held there, but Turkey's national propaganda outlets are trying to bolster Erdogan's persona, and they deny the presence of religious persecution. Now, this comes out of International Christian Concern, but I've seen this stuff coming out of Turkey from other places, and it sounds like everything's fine and dandy in Turkey, but it's not.
Yeah.
A matter of fact, Erdogan is trying to take Turkey back into the age of the caliph and the caliphate of the Ottoman Empire. They want to have major, strict Muslim rules. Turkey, for a long time, a lot of years, it was okay. All faiths cooperated, worked really well in Turkey, but not anymore. Because of this, but see, the state media outlets, of course, they issue official declarations denying faith-based persecutions. But all you have to do is take a look at Pastor Brunson.
That's right.
And the Christians feared they would be held to account if they went to a meeting without having issued the statement and releasing it after the meeting. They thought they would create an impression that were acting under pressure. Now, what this has to do with is dealing with the Turkish government and trying to meet with the head officials. And so they were trying to issue forth statements and everything and try to let everybody know that they were following and making everything, you know, work right. In other words, you can't directly challenge them. You can't challenge them because you're going to lose.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And so it's just
it's a mess everywhere you look around the world.
And according to the news, they said Turks are Muslim and there's no room to be anything else. In fact, Turkey's leaders often portray Christians as against the Turkish identity. And that's absolutely a part of the problem. And that's even with Pastor Brunson. Mm-hmm. He said, I love Turkey. I'd never do anything to do anything against it. I've been here for 20 years working. But see, because he was a Christian, because he was helping, and if you feed and clothe the poor, do the things that Christians are to do, that's considered in Turkey to be spreading the gospel, proselytizing, and so they can throw your butt in jail. And this is what the whole thing is over, that and just being a Christian. So, I've said openly, there's no way I could live in a Muslim nation
way.
I wouldn't do it. I would be an enemy. I am an enemy of Islam Sharia. I'm an enemy. It's just the way it is. I may not want to be an enemy, but I am because of my faith and who I believe in. I'm not going to be considered second class to any of these turkeys.
Yeah.
You know, I am a person, and before God, I'm His child, and I'm going to stand, and I'm going to speak the truth by God's grace,
Amen.
And I'll look Him in the eye. But, you know, the bottom line of it is, this is where the world's going. And in America today, look at what they're doing to those, and I seen a protest, pictures of a protest, and they had these terrible signs out about Pence and Trump removing them. Well, see, Pence has been ridiculed and jabbed time and time again for his Christian faith. See, this is America. You never used to have it. And now Franklin Graham, he was being called out too.
Really? Why?
Yeah, well, because over in the EU, the largest Muslim organization over there, which represents the conglomeration of all the Muslim organizations in the UK, are protesting him coming to a special function in the UK, for the spreading of the gospel, because they consider Franklin Graham a hater, and not worthy to be allowed into the border because he's dangerous.
Yeah, he's dangerous to their religion because somebody might get saved, a bunch of them.
That's
might.
Exactly what they didn't say that, but that's what they mean. That's what they mean.
Exactly.
You know, just like the Bible's for the Mideast, who reports how many people get saved over there, and some of these other reports we have. You know, God is saving them. Most of these Christians, they can be in the church just doing their thing, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit says, you go over there and do it. That's who's directing the evangelization. You know, miracles and signs and wonders.
That's right.
You have a problem with miracles and signs and wonders and people getting saved, take it up with the Lord God. Take it up with His
Amen.
Son. You'll have a chance to do that when He comes back here. He's going to put down all enemies, and you can go up to Him and you can say, listen now, you sucker. Yeah, you can try to say that, but you ain't going to say that. You
they
know
won't.
Why?
They
because
won't.
You will be on your face flat.
They won't get a word out edgewise.
No, they won't. So that, He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and He is the ones coming back.
Amen.
So you can oppress, you can rape, you can kill, you can throw them in prison, you can shout, you can have your little caliph and caliphates, and you can do all this stuff, and you can lie to us, and you can lie to the world, but the truth of it is, Christianity and the Christ that rules Christianity is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and it is the thing that is going to take over the world, not you.
Amen. That's right.
And, of course, if you were in Pakistan or some other country, that'd be deemed as hate speech, and they'd throw your butt in jail.
Yes, it would.
And I can tell you, the way things are going in America,
it won't be long.
Yeah, it won't be long.
Especially if they get the House and the Senate this November, which I'm praying to God they don't.
Yeah. Now, there's been a lot of news coming out of the EU. But another thing that I didn't know, I didn't know that Europe is going through a drought.
See, I didn't know that either till you mentioned it the other day.
And according to, this is America Free Press, this comes out of Paris, This farmer said, this was in eastern France, he says, our cows have been living off hay cut in June. There isn't any grass. So, you know, and of course, in America, we've had droughts. And, you know, when you were working for, you know, our friend, we had a Christian friend who had a major business, and in that you knew about hay prices. And hay goes up when a drought comes.
Yes, it does.
And so...
take advantage.
Yeah. North of Europe, confronting a widespread drought. In Sweden, swaths of the territory are burned by wildfires this summer. The grain harvest is expected to be down 30%. Now, that ain't good. In Germany, 1 in 25 farms are at risk of going out of business because of this drought.
Wow, that's a lot. That's major.
In Lower Saxony, more than 40% down. The harvest is going to be 40% down. In the Netherlands, the fodder is estimated to be 40 to 60%. And the deficit for grain is 20% down. And
this isn't looking good.
No, you know, there's going to be droughts in the last days, but I'm telling you, you know, if you're a farmer, you need to get in with the Lord and really get serious with Him, and He'll see you through.
That's right.
I believe that.
Amen.
And I believe in the miracles of the Lord. I believe in the ability of God. Even if you're in that dark, dank dungeon for Christ, the Lord can give you grace and strength and keep you even in that place. You can be in the palm of the Lord's hand right there in that dark place.
That's right. And you will know the peace of God like never before.
And you can be assured that there will be an angel or two or three standing over you all the time, because you're never forsaken.
That's right.
So remember your brethren overseas. And pray for your president. Pray for this country.
And the vice president.
You know, and I'm not, you know, I've been preaching judgment on this nation for more than 20 years. So none of this surprises me what's happening.
Doesn't mean we like it.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the words. It doesn't mean we like it. We have to go through it. And I pray that God, in your judgment, remember mercy. And so I pray for God's mercy on this country and on the people. And, you know, even the ones demonstrating, and Waters and some of these others, that, you know, that God will somehow open their eyes and, you know, just be a little gentler. You don't have to be so nasty.
I hope she repents. I do. It won't be well with her if she doesn't.
Well, I got news for you. She's getting up there, and this is not the age to be a pain in the ass like she's begun. Excuse the French, but that's what she is. And she is wicked. She is vile. She's a nasty woman.
She is.
And because of all of the...
Unbelievable that you can be that wicked.
Yeah, I know. But that's the way it is. But there is more important news, and that's the brothers and sisters overseas being persecuted for their faith. And when you get your paycheck, you find some of it and give it to some of these ministries that are helping your brethren overseas. And, of course, there's the ACLJ, which does a great job in not only helping America, helping Pastor Brunson and others that are overseas. And yeah, that's the legal thing that they do.
They go to bat and they don't charge for that. They work with because of donations given to them. That's how
right.
They stay afloat.
That's right. The ACLJ.org. Check it out. And again, they don't pay me for saying that. I'm just telling you. So at any rate, I do tell you, though, to go by warren-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Get that the web address and put a note. Please visit this site and send it out on your Twitter. Put it on your Facebook page. We need to get more people over there, because I can tell you, as a result of the way that they do, they've changed. Google has changed, and so has Facebook, and so has these others. We've seen the results.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the bottom line of it is, I'm going to preach. I don't care if it's just one or two. I'm going to preach, and I'm going to get the Bible out, and I'm going to do what God's called me to do, no matter what America does. And that's it.
That's right.
Period. And if the internet goes down, well, hey.
We'll find another way.
We'll find another way. We will. God will open a way. Because this gospel will be preached in all the world for a witness, and then, and only then, will the end come. So until then, if you're a believer, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. And if you're not a believer, get in and become a believer. For Christ is calling you to a greater glory, and it's in him and through him. So don't lose hope. Find the Lord Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach, the only begotten Son of God, our Father. So we're going to have to get out of here, Tower.
Well, I want to...
Go ahead.
I want to thank everybody for praying for you when you were in that, when you had that accident and really banged up. And so I thank you for your prayers, and it made a world of difference. And we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for all you do for the Lord. God bless you richly.
Yes, and I did send an email around to a number of people that I know that are close to us in the ministry, and asked them to pray.
And thank God they did.
And prayer went up right away, because
it was not fun.
It was not fun, and it was bad, but God brought us through. So we thank you for your prayers and your concern. And we're going to get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow night. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Shalom. We thank you for joining us today on Warn Radio, the Watchman Alert Radio Network. This is the Watchman, and for all of us here, shalom, everyone. See you again on the radio.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Friday night, Sunday brunch, it does not matter. Facts are facts, queen. Every cigarette can cut your life short. Find that hard to believe? Then tap the banner for more. This free life. Freedom to be tobacco free.